Welcome to Zichron Dusty Money Man. My name is Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Zechar Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin on the base introduced a Machlokas Tanaim regarding where one may put Sifrei Kodesh that were saved from a fire. The Tanakhama says they may be taken to a Mavi She'en Mefulash, a Mavi that is unopened, whereas Ben Misera says they may also be taken to a Mavi Mefulash, an open Mavi. The Gemara seeks to define the terms Mefulash and She'en Mefulash, and after rejecting two answers, it concludes the opinion of Ravashi, who said that a mavui that has three walls and one lechi is considered she'enu mefulash, and if it has no lechi, it is considered mefulash. And even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who requires two lechis to be considered she'enu mefulash, that is referring to saving food and beverages, but regarding saving a sefer Torah, one lechi suffices. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that one may save enough food from a fire for three meals. The Tanakhama holds that saving three meals is only permitted if the fire occurred Shabbos night before the person ate. If it occurred after Shabbos night, he may save only enough for two meals, and if it occurred after midday, he may save only enough for one meal. Rabbi Yossi argues and holds that one may always save enough for three meals. So the Gemara questions why a person can't save more food, since food is a muksa, and he's carrying it out to a courtyard whose houses are joined by an Arab. Rabbi answers, Mitok sha'adam bohu amamono. Since a person is in a turmoil over the prospect of losing his property, if he's permitted to save more, he might come to extinguish the fire. And point number three, the question was asked in a braisa regarding how many meals one is obligated to eat on Shabbos. The Tanakhama said three, and Rabbi Chitka said four. Rabbi Yochan said that both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Chitka base their opinions on the same pasuk. Yomer Moshe ichilu hayom, ki Shabbos hayom Hashem, hayom lo simsa'u besada. Moshe said, eat it today, for today is a Shabbos to Hashem. Today you shall not find it in the field. So Rabbi Chitka holds that the three mentions of the word today refer to the three separate meals that are meant to be eaten during the day, aside from the evening meal. The Tanakhama holds that the three todays include the evening meal. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis introduced Machlokas Tanaim regarding where one may put Sifrei Kodesh that were saved from a fire. The Tanakhama says they may be taken to a Mavi She'enu Mefulash, a mavi that is unopened, whereas Ben Becerra said, they may also be taken to a mavi mefulash, an open mavi. The Gemara seeks to define the terms mefulash and she'en mefulash, and after rejecting two answers, it concludes the opinion of Rav Ashi, who said that a mavi that has three walls and one lechi is considered she'en mefulash, and if it has no lechi, it's considered mefulash. And even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who requires two lechis to be considered she'en mefulash, that is referring to saving food and beverages, but regarding saving a sefer Torah, one lechi suffices. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that one may save enough food from a fire for three meals. Now the Tanakhama holds that saving three meals is only permitted if the fire occurred Shabbos night before the person ate. If it occurred after Shabbos night, he may save only enough for two meals, and if it occurred after midday, he may save only enough for one meal. Rabbi Yossi argues and holds that one may always save enough for three meals. So the Gemara questions why a person can't save more food, since food is not muksa, and he's carrying it out to a courtyard whose houses are joined by an Arab. So Rava answers, Mitosha adam bahu al mamono. Since the person is in a turmoil over the prospect of losing his property, if he's permitted to save more, he might come to extinguish the fire. And point number three, the question was asked in a braisa regarding how many meals one is obligated to eat on Shabbos. The Tanakhama said three, and Rabbi Chitka said four. Rabbi Yochan said that both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Chitka base their opinions on the same pasuk. Moshe said, eat it today, for today is a Shabbos to Hashem. Today you shall not find it in the field. Rabbi Chitka holds that the three mentions of the word today refer to the three separate meals that are meant to be eaten during the day, aside from the evening meal. The Tanakhama holds that the three todays include the evening meal. All right, so now we go to a sermon for Kuf Yud Zayin, and we had a lot of variations of keys, the Florida keys, piano keys. Michael Raskas from New Rochelle suggested the Keystone Cops. We had Don Keys. Then we had Kaiser Rolls and Kazars. Quiz show host Benjamin Lowenthal from Baltimore suggested an accused crook. We had kisses from Bubby and Zadie, a queasy kid, Cajun food. And then we had rings of keys and different people having them. We had janitors, we had prison guards. But I'm going to go with Moshe Raps from Yerushalayim, who suggested a gabbai with a ring of keys. So we're going to go with a gabbai with a ring of keys for our similar Kuf Yud Zayin. Thank you, Moshe, for your suggestion. And here goes. The gabbai with the ring of keys put the sefer Torah from the burning shul in a three-walled mavui with one lechi, along with food for three Shabbos meals, not four. Once again, in slow motion. The gabbai with the ring of keys, that must mean Rondaf Kuf Yud Zayin. The gabbai with the ring of keys put the sefer Torah from the burning shul in a three-walled mavui with one lechi, which reminds us the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin on a base introduced the Machlokas Tanaim regarding where one would put Sifrei Kodesh that were saved from a fire. The Tanna Kamma says it may be taken to a Mabui She'en Mufuash, a Mabui that is unopened, whereas Ben Becerra said they may also be taken to a Mabui Mufuash, an open Mabui. So the Gemara seeks to define the terms Mufuash and She'en Mufuash, and after rejecting two answers, it concludes with the opinion of Ashu said that a Mabui that has three walls and one Lechi is considered She'en Mufuash, and if it has no Lechi, it's considered Mufuash. And even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who requires two Lechis to be considered She'en Mufuash, that's referring to saving food and beverages, but regarding saving a Sefer Torah, one lechi suffices. So the Gabbai of the Ring of Keys put the Sefer Torah from the burning shul in a three-walled mavui with one lechi, along with food for three Shabbos meals, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one may save enough food from a fire for three meals. The Tanna Kamma holds that saving three meals is only permitted if the fire occurred Shabbos night before the person ate. If it occurred after Shabbos night, he may save only enough for two meals, and if it occurred after midday, he may save only enough for one meal. Rabbi Yossi argues and holds that one may always save enough for three meals. So the Gemara questions why a person can't save more food since food isn't muksa, and he's carrying it out to a courtyard whose houses are joined by an Arab. So Rabbi answers, Mitoksha Adam Bohu Amamono. Since a person isn't in a turmoil over the prospect of losing his property, if he's permitted to save more, he might come to extinguish the fire. So the Gabbai with the Ring of Keys put the Sefer Torah from the burning shul in a three-walled mavui with one lechi, along with food for three Shabbos meals, not four. Which reminds us, the question was asked in a brayso regarding how many meals one is obligated to eat on Shabbos. The Tanna Kamma said three, and Rabbi Chitcha said four. Rabbi Yochan said that both the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Chitcha based their opinions on the same pasuk. Yomer Moshe Ichu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem Hayom Wasim Sa'u Basada. Moshe said, "Eat it today, for today is a Shabbos to Hashem. Today you shall not find it in the field." Rabbi Chitcha holds that the three mentions of the word today refer to the three separate meals that are meant to be eaten during the day, aside from the evening meal. The Tanna Kamma holds that the three todays include the evening meal. So once again, the Gabbai of the Ring of Keys put the Sefer Torah from the burning shul in a three-walled mavui with one lechi, along with food for three Shabbos meals, not four. All right, now it's time for a four-blah back chazara. Kuf Yud Gimel. So the symbol for Kuf Yud Gimel is geek. That's Kuf Yud Gimel backward, geek. So here goes. The obsessive geek, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The obsessive geek who folded his clothing 100 times on Shabbos, which reminds us, the second mission on the Daf states that one may fold garments even 4 or 5 times on Shabbos, and one may make the bed on Shabbos night for Shabbos day, but not on Shabbos day for Motzi Shabbos. Rashi explains that it was customary to fold a garment when it was taken off to prevent it from getting wrinkled. Since the garment had lost its stiffness due to laundering, it would become creased if it was not folded. Folding numerous times is permitted, provided one still needs the garments for Shabbos. Making the bed for Motzi Shabbos is prohibited since one can't prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos. So the obsessive geek who folded his clothing 100 times on Shabbos and insisted on walking backwards the whole day, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a pasuk from Yeshaya on the subject of how to act on Shabbos. V'chibadito, and you shall honor it, which means your Shabbos garments should not be like your weekday garments. Me'asos rechecho, by not doing your ways, your walking in Shabbos should not be like your weekday walking. M'so chefsecho, from seeking your wants, which means activities that further one's financial affairs are forbidden. The Gemara adds the chefse shemaim, the wants of shemaim, i.e. mitzvahs, are permitted. Rashi brings examples such as pledging to give tzedakah and arranging shidduchim. The daber and speaking words. Your speech on Shabbos should not be like your weekday speech. Rashi understands this to mean that one should not speak about financial matters. Tosas explains that one should not speak as much in general on Shabbos, even about topics that are permitted. The Gemara clarifies each of these restrictions. So the obsessive geek who folded his clothing 100 times on Shabbos and insists on walking backwards the whole day loved to show people pictures of his recent archaeological trip to Babel. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a number of Amoraic statements made about Babel. Ramami said that anyone who eats the dust of Babel, it's as if he's eating the flesh of his ancestor. And Rashi explains that's referring to those that died there in Galus. Reish Lakish said the reason the Babel is called Shinar is Shekol Meisim Mabel Ninarusham, because all the dead from the flood were dumped there. Rabbi Yochan explained that the reason why Babel is called Metzula, the deep, is Shekol Meisim Mabel Nitzdalu Lusham, because all the dead from the flood sank there. Daf Kuf Yadal. So the similar Kuf Yadal is a kiddie amusement park. Here goes. At the kiddie park, that means we're on Daf Kuf Yadal. At the kiddie park, where children got to wear special ash removal clothing, which reminds Rav Acha Bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Torah's source for the appropriateness of changing one's clothing to suit the task at hand comes from a pasuk in regards to removing the ashes from the Mizbeach. It states, Upashas Bagadav, the Lavash Bagadim Acherim, he shall remove his garments and don other garments, meaning he need to put on different garments to bring out the ashes, a less important task. Rashi explains that Hashem considers it honorable to wear nicer clothing for an exalted purpose, and therefore it's appropriate to change out of them before performing menial tasks. And it was taught in the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel that this teaches us Derech Eretz, that garments that one has worn when he cooked a pot of food for his master should not be the garments he wears when pouring a cup of wine for his master. Cooking the food is a metaphor for cleaning the ashes, and pouring the cup represents the libations on the Mizbeach. So at the kiddie park, where children got to wear special ash removal clothing and dress up as rabbis answering questions, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan stated that the criterion for a Talmid Chacham to be appointed a leader over the community is that he should be able to answer a question from any place in Shas, even from Masech Tekala. Masech Tekala is a series of brises that is one of the minor Masechtas that are not typically learned in one lesson's master Shas. It can be found after Avos. The opening halacha teaches that a kala that has not had the brachas of Nesu'in recited yet is forbidden to her husband, like a Nida. So at the kiddie park, where children got to wear special ash removal clothing and dress up as rabbis answering questions, lunch was served late in the day, after the outer spoiled leaves of vegetables got trimmed. Which reminds us, in a discussion regarding why the customary shofar blasts blown on Erev Shabbos were not blown on Yom Kippur that fell out on Erev Shabbos, the Gemara points out that Yom Kippur had rabbinic lenience. They permitted people late in the afternoon in Yom Kippur to trim the outer spoiled leaves from stalks of vegetables, it's called Kanivas Yerk, in preparation to chop or cut them after Yom Kippur. This was permitted even though rabbinically one is typically forbidden to make preparations for a weekday. Rashi explains that the rabbis were lenient because the food preparation late in the day, when a person is hungriest, increases the distress of fasting, which is a fulfillment of the mitzvah, the nisim eshnaf shosechem, and you shall afflict your souls. Kuf Tes Vav, so the symbol for Kuf Tes Vav is a katoris maker, so here goes. The katoris maker, that must mean Rondaf Kuf Tes Vav. So the katoris maker got so engrossed learning suvim, he accidentally started a fire, and frantically tried to save all his kisvei HaKodesh, which reminds us, the opening mishnah of the 16th parak states, that all kisvei HaKodesh, meaning any sefer from Tanakh, may be saved from a fire on Shabbos, whether they are publicly read on Shabbos, such as Nevim, or whether they are not read from on Shabbos, such as Ksuvim. Rashi quotes Rabbeinu Halevi, who says that Ksuvim may not be read on Shabbos, even by individuals, because of Bittul Beis Midrash. It was the custom during those times to give halachic discourses to the public on Shabbos, since most people are unable to attend them during the week. If individuals are permitted to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos, it's very likely they would not attend the Shiurim in the Beis Midrash, because they would become so engrossed in Ksuvim as they are considered the most engaging parts of Tanakh. So the katoris maker got so engrossed in learning Ksuvim, he accidentally started a fire and frantically tried to save all his kisvei kodesh, including translations, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, that one is not permitted to read from foreign translations of Tanakh. The Gemara brings a machlokas maharim in regards to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel regarding whether foreign translations can be saved from a fire. Rav Huna says they may not be saved since they can't be read from. Rav Chisda says they may be saved because of Bizyon Kisvei Kodesh, meaning it would be a disgrace to Kisvei Kodesh for them to be burned in the fire. So the katoris maker got so engrossed in learning Suvim, he accidentally started a fire and frantically tried to save all his Kisvei Kodesh, including translations, provided they had at least 85 letters. Which reminds us, Rav Huna Bar Chaluva asked Rav Nachman, if it's permitted to save a Sefer Torah where most of the writing has been erased and there are not a total of 85 letters intact, similar to the number of letters in the Parsha of Yibin Zoharon and when the Ark would journey. Rashi explains that Rebbe holds that the two psukim in this Parsha are considered a separate Sefer of the Torah. Since it contains 85 letters, this number was chosen as the minimum number of intact letters necessary for a Sefer Torah to retain its Kedusha. Rav Nachman answered that it's not permitted to save a Sefer Torah that has less than 85 letters. Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. So the Siman Kuf Tes Zayin is a barber giving haircuts, and I did some Siman surgery here based on the input from Yeshua Eisenberg. So instead of saying that the barber loved to talk about the seven books of the Chumash, we change it to when the barber loved to show off his seven-book set of Chumash, which makes it more visual. So here goes. When the barber loved to show off his seven-book set of Chumash while giving haircuts, that means we're on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. So when the barber loved to show off his seven-book set of Chumash while giving haircuts, which reminds us, the Brice addresses the meaning of the signs which precede and follow the Parsha of Yibin Zoharon and when the Ark would journey, the customs they use inverted nuns for the signs. Revi says the reason the section is enclosed is Shesefer Chashav Hu Bifnei Atzmo. It's to be regarded as a significant sefer unto itself. In line with Revi's opinion, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani explained the pasuk Chatzva Amudeha Shiva. She has hewn out seven pillars, as referring to the seven books of the Torah. Rashi explains that since Revi considers the parsha of Yibin Zoharon as a separate sefer, Chumash B'Midbar therefore comprises three separate chumashim for a total of seven. So when the barber loved to show off his seven-book set of Chumash while giving haircuts, saw the heretic's library down the street go up in smoke, which reminds us, in a brisa that state that the books of Jewish heretics are not saved from a fire, Rabbi Shmuel said that this law can be derived through a Kal V'Chomer. If the Torah states that Hashem's name, which is written with Kedusha, can be erased into water for the sake of Shalom between a man and his wife, all the more so should the divine names written by people arouse jealousy, enmity, and dissension between Israel and their father in Shemaim should be erased. So when the barber left to show off his 7-book set of Chumash while giving haircuts, saw the heretic's library down the street go up in smoke, he pledged to learn Halacha on Shabbos and not learn Ksuvim the entire day. Which reminds us, there's Malchus being Rabban Shmuel regarding the prohibition of reading Ksuvim on Shabbos. According to one opinion, the Malchus is as follows. Rav says that it was only forbidden to read Ksuvim in the Beis Midrash where the Shir and Halacha was given. Shmuel held it was forbidden to read Ksuvim anywhere during the time of the Shir. Rav Ashi argues and says that Shmuel said that it was forbidden to read Ksuvim the entire Shabbos. Rav Ashi explains that Shmuel had said like Rabbi Nechemi, who prohibited reading from Ksuvim the entire day, so that people would draw the conclusion that if they cannot read Ksuvim on Shabbos, all the more so they should not read from Shtari Hediotos, which Rashi explains as letters containing calculations or correspondence on Shabbos. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. Number 1. Which daf we have machlokas regarding when is it prohibited to read Ksuvim on Shabbos? That's on daf Kuf Tev Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf we learn that one does not save a worn-out Sefer Torah that has less than 85 letters intact? That's on daf Kuf Tes Vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have machlokas regarding how many meals is one obligated to eat on Shabbos? 3 or 4? That's on daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have machlokas regarding using Shemen Vered, using rose oil on Shabbos? That's on daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that a person can save enough food from a fire for 3 meals? That's on daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have a question what Rabbi Meir holds regarding tying an aniva, a bow, on Shabbos? That's on daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a pasuk from Yeshaya on how to act on Shabbos regarding walking or talking? That's on daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that Sfarim written by heretics are not saved in a fire? And we can learn that from a Kal Vachomer from Sota. That's on daf Kuf Tav Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn about the appropriateness of changing one's clothing depending on the task, which is learned from the Truma's Edeshin? That's on daf Kuf Yud Dalet. Good. And finally, question number 10. Which daf do we learn about the definitions of a Mabui Mefuash and Mesha'enu Mefuash regarding saving a Sefer Torah from a fire? That's on daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Great. Now we conclude with the 3 bonus questions from Sacher's Brachos. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that making a bracha rishon is based on Svara? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have Mokrobus regarding how many bread eaters are required to make a 10-man zimun? That's on daf Memches. Good. And finally, question number 3. Which daf do we learn the latest time one can daven mincha? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. All right. That concludes our pop quiz plus the 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.